want you to imagine the scene. The scene, Yaakov calls to his children, I'm dying, it's over. And I want to tell you what's going to be. And just again, picture the scene, the deathbed scene. Yaakov very carefully chooses his location. He says, you know what? I'm not going to speak from the Oval Office, but from Chicago. I'm going to tell you about all the wonderful things that I've done in my life. And then I'm going to tell you about all the challenges facing, without mentioning the name of the person taking over. I'm going to tell you about the good thing and the bad. Well, essentially, I think I'm confusing two different speeches. There's Yaakov's Birkat Yaakov, the bracha that Yaakov gives to his children. And then there was last night's speech by outgoing President Barack Obama. Farewell speech. The question is very simple. What's the difference? What was the difference between a bracha, the Birkat Yaakov, that Yaakov gives at the end of his life, and the speech that's offered by an outgoing president on his way out? Question one. Question two. What does it mean, Birkat Yaakov? What does it mean, a bracha? I mean, many of us, I'm assuming, have had the experience of asking someone perhaps for a bracha, receiving a bracha. What does that do? What does it mean? You know, many of us perhaps grew up with stories from parents and grandparents about seeing the Rebbe, getting a dollar, and hanging it up on a wall, and getting a bracha. But how does that work? I'm almost afraid to use certain words. What does a bracha accomplish? What does it do? How does it work? Third question. You read the opening two brachot, and you kind of ask yourself, is that really a bracha? Reuven, you were my eldest. You were my strength, and... Oh yeah, and then you killed it when you did what you did with Bila. And Shimon and Levi, my next two... Ooh, Kli Chamas M'chorteam. Oh yeah, you guys did some really aggressive, violent stuff. You should probably not be together anymore and do stuff. Arur Apam. Oh wait, I thought we just said bracha. I always assumed an arur, a curse, was the opposite of a bracha. So what in the world's going on? If this is a bracha, let me tell you, the first three got one woozy of a bracha. What's going on with Birkat Yaakov? So I'll share with you a moment that I don't know, last year. It's my wife's grandfather's, I don't remember if it was Shloshim, it was Shiva. I'm sitting there next to somebody whose name is Yaakov Shriki. Yaakov Shriki is probably a year or two younger than me. He's one of the up-and-coming Moroccan, I would say, rabbis. They don't use the word rabbis, they use the word baba. But he's one of the up-and-coming people now as a kollel. Lots of different chesed organizations going through him. And people are coming all the time to get a bracha from him. Well, we go back a couple years. And I forgot, we were sitting and we were debating a kliyaka or something that he had quoted in his speech a few minutes before. And I said to him, I said, can you be honest with me? I said, why do people come to you for a bracha? What do you do for them? I said, let's be honest. We're the same age, we're in yeshiva for the same amount of time. What can you do that I can't do? That was probably a bit of chutzpah, but okay. What can you do in your bracha that I can't do? I can pick my hands up. What do you do that's different? What do you do that's so powerful that makes a bracha so effective? And he looked at me, and he said, Morty, listen, don't delude yourself into thinking that I have any magical powers, certainly not any powers that you don't have. And he also said, don't think that when you go to a rabbi and the rabbi mutters a couple words and he says, there's your bracha, and it takes a whole 2 seconds, that's not called a bracha. At most, it's called a tefillah. That's not called a bracha. He said, what's a real bracha? A bracha is when someone comes over to you and says, Rabbi, I have a problem, I have an issue, I want to share it with you and ask for your bracha. And now the rabbi has anywhere between 2 minutes, 20 minutes, or 2 hours, or 2 days to listen, to hear what he has to say, to hear about what he's going through. And then he reflects. And he says, listen, it sounds to me like you're a really good guy. You're coming from a good place. You have certain kochot, certain strengths. You have certain challenges and certain weaknesses. And life is rough for you right now. And the question is, what decision will you make in your own life? How will you choose to act? How will you choose? What type of person do you want to be and do you want to become? And I, now the Rebbe, am going to give you a bracha that you should go ahead and be the person who you really want to be. And you should go ahead and make that right decision. And you should have the guts to stand up, to do, to act, to change, to make a difference. And together, we're going to daven together. And my bracha to you is that you'll go ahead and be able to do this. He said, that's a bracha. When I look at the person after years of knowing him, or after even minutes of knowing him, getting to know him, and I help frame the challenges going on in our lives, and hopefully inspire you to make the right decisions. And that's a bracha. And that's why people come. And that's why what effect it has. Inspire you to go ahead and to do what you know is right. And that actually perhaps is the bracha of Yaakov. What does Yaakov say to his kids? I know you guys since you were born. I know that each one of you is different and special. And you all have different kochot, you all have different strengths, and you all have different weaknesses and challenges. And my hope as I say goodbye, or as I say farewell, is to reflect on what they are, and to hope that together we'll think about the things that you've done, the things that perhaps you have to change, and hey, if you continue along certain pathways, yes, that will become destructive, terrible behaviors, what Yaakov calls curse. But hopefully, you'll be inspired to change, and Shimon and Levi maybe don't hang out with each other and do things like this, and then maybe your lives will be a go in a very different route. I give every single person here a bracha. You should find yourself a Rebbe who will be able to give you powerful and inspiring bracha. Good day.